And I hate to interrupt that. That's a great wake up tune, ain't it? Just get your juices rolling, flowing, some. Anyway, I am the Raven, and this is Sunday morning. So you are at waking up. Good morning. Today is Sunday, December 1st, 2013, and this is Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today, I want to send some love and thoughts to our brothers and sisters globally who are being worried in the jaws of this beast called power, playing its game of supremacy. Egypt, Haiti, Honduras, Bangladesh, Cambodia, Thailand, Tunisia, it's a long list, it's all of us. That's the point. May we in the so-called Western democracies very soon start using our greater wiggle room to start organizing a series of worldwide general strikes. Each one dedicated, I hope, to supporting sisters and brothers facing a particular dictatorship. Let's start naming them one by one. It worries me very much that I'm not hearing a debate, a discussion about the nature of a hierarchy and the fact that it is a global hierarchy, and that getting free in the U.S. ain't the point. Getting free in any one nation ain't the point. We got to get free as a global humanity. And that means we have to start representing for the health and wholeness of the human soul itself. And before I forget, I also want to let folks know that I've included as a preface to our discussion of Miklos Neasley an excerpt from Fatima Mernissi's story of her childhood in Morocco called Dreams of Trespass, Tales of a Harem Girlhood. And we'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. And I realized last week that because another DJ comes in now right at 10, I found I was rushing. And I thought about it. I said, do I want to just talk super fast and get through every word here that I've sort of allocated in my head for this day so that I cannot, I've planned on the 15th of December to begin talking about Miklos Neasley's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account, and in general start talking about how we have to face class and that Auschwitz is that destination. We have to look at that moment. That is a critical moment when power, just as today, power is going for it. You know, they were stomping all across Europe. They were going for it. And I'm including Fatima Mernissi's story. And this is her thoughts as a five-year-old. It's awesome. She was born in 1940 in Morocco. And she's writing about 1945. So it's the exact moment when Nazis were stomping across Europe. And so what I'm hoping to do is to contrast, to use that as an opening. It's almost like looking at sanity for a moment before we enter just this unfathomable dark of this abyss of woundedness. Just for a second, to have that child's voice in our heart, in our ears as we embark on that journey. I just thought, well, I might need that. I might need that to hang on to just as a reminder, you know? I mean, not that Miklos's voice is not in some way sufficient, but anyway, I'm going into that. I just can't think about it without starting going into it. So in short, I decided that I'm gonna just try to stay present with the words that I'm saying. And and not worry about the clock, the calendar, so that if we have to start a little late with Miklos, I hope that will be okay. I don't know if necessarily anybody was waiting on Miklos anyway, except me. I'm chomping at the bit, obviously.